You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Class is in session. Welcome to the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And John, as we transition towards the back end of this draft season in our rookie profiles, we're making a point to add in a lot of these players that have been requested in the comment section of the videos via DM on Twitter. So if you want to request players, feel free to comment on this video if you're watching online. If you're listening, feel free to DM us on Twitter or leave a review and leave a player in there. And John, this is one of these players here today. He's popular, but we have some reservations about Tutu Atwell out of Louisville. So why don't you go ahead and jump into it for us?
First, Matt, the narrative around Tutu Atwell is stunning to me. The national media, Jeremiah, I respect the heck out of him. He thinks he's a first-round pick. Some of the national media have Tutu Atwell in their top 10. Now, when you troll the Twitterverse and you're around the internet sites and all of us fantasy people, we don't like Tutu Atwell as much as the national media. So the narrative to me is very fascinating around this player. And I had to spend a lot of time this week re-watching the film to see, am I missing something, Matt? Like, what am I missing? Why are so many people obsessed with him? We'll talk about my model later, but I want to go back to his in high school. He was one of the top players in Florida, and he was a four-year starter. He was Miami-Dade County Player of the Year in 2017. And like many of these great prospects, he was a dual-threat quarterback who transitioned to wide receiver at college. He passed for over 4,000 yards and rushed over 1,000. He was a three-star recruit. Matt, the first thing you notice about him, like many receivers in this class, he tends to be undersized. He's 5'9", 165. And I get it. There is a role for him in the NFL. But a first-round draft pick for a wide receiver who's 165 pounds, I just couldn't do it, my friend. I can't do it. As a true freshman in 2018, he played in 12 games. He had 24 receptions for 406 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that was the season after Lamar Jackson left and Bobby Petrino's last year on campus, and it was a disaster. If you don't remember, it was a disaster. So they get rid of Petrino, and they bring in Scott Satterfield from Appalachian State. And Satterfield turned around the program. It was one of the surprise teams in 2019. And we've talked about JV and Hawkins earlier. The other star of that team was Tutu Atwell. Matt, he was unbelievable. First team All-ACC, Pro Football Focus, first team All-American. He led the conference in receiving yards with 1,276 and touchdowns with 12. Now, I'm going to put it into context. Scott Satterfield is one of the better offensive coordinators in college football. His scheme coming over from Appalachian State, jumping into the ACC, I don't think the ACC defensive coordinators were ready for his offense. And Javian Hawkins and Tutu Atwell exploded in it. And last year, we saw that offense take a big step backwards. He did not have as good of a 2020 season. He only had 46 catches for 625 yards and 7 touchdowns. Matt, what I've seen in context in Satterfield's offense, he has a lot of design plays for Tutu Atwell, a lot of jet sweeps, quick screens, quick passes. I don't even think he's as good as Rondell Moore. I mean, I don't know why a team would choose Tutu Atwell over Rondell Moore. So I am absolutely stunned by this narrative of a first-round grade, and I've tried to look it over, rewatch the tape. What does your film work say of Tutu Atwell?
Yeah, Atwell is a really interesting player, especially when, John, you consider the fantasy football context of things. So to start off, he's an athlete, John. You led into a lot of that, his background in high school, the way he was used at Louisville. It was in a creative way. He's twitchy. They always found a way to get the ball in his hands. He has good burst in short space. He's also fast, John. He speeds up quick. He moves just as well east to west as he does running north to south. But he is a straight line speedster, all right? He can burn in a straight line. He's got consistent hand work. Now, he does a good job of catching off-target passes, but the frame is small, and that's going to be difficult to translate at the next level. You need him to be with a quarterback that has really good and consistent accuracy to be able to depend on him. And, John, his yards after catchability, that's really the foundation of his game. He's got good vision, running with the ball in his hands. He's elusive, and he does create a lot of yards after the catch. Now, that's an 86 for athleticism, 83 for hands, 83 for speed, and 82 for yards after catchability. So you might wonder why my fantasy football projection of a taxi squad stash for him, it seems low. But, John, he was not asked to block for good reasons. He's a buck 65, soaking wet. His contested catchability is not there. And the route running, John, he wasn't asked to do almost anything, which I know, you know, you don't want to hold against him, but I think it's for good reason, because when he ran the routes, they were slow, they were rounded, he didn't have good body positioning. It was mostly manufactured touches. So I think he's going to get stuck in an in-between role, John. For fantasy football, I don't want him anywhere in my first year other than on the taxi squad. So let's flip on the tape, though, John, because it is dynamic and it is fun to watch. So let's flip it on here for Tutu Atwell.
He is great to watch, and I've enjoyed him over the last 2 years.
Absolutely, and you're going to see right off the bat here, jet sweep, a manufactured touch in the flat against Western Kentucky, and you could see that quickness right off the bat. It jumps off the tape, and he's going to do well here along the sidelines to bring in that ball. So there's a lot of exciting things over the middle here on this drag route. He primarily ran the bottom third of the route tree. And again, Miami, here's the jet sweep. They give him the end around. So you can see here on this tape breakdown, by the way, provided by Brandon Lejeune, Devi Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter, John, a lot of manufactured production.
A lot. And Matt, when I compare him to Rondell Moore, I feel as if he goes down upon contact very easily in comparison to Moore. Moore fights and kind of smacks you in the face. Tutu doesn't do that as much. You know, he goes down on first contact a lot.
Absolutely. And so you can see here against Georgia Tech that he does have nice hands. Those were the nice hands I was talking about. He flashes them. He extends them. So he makes his catch radius larger than it should be, but it's still not that large. But he does track this ball well here on this next play against Notre Dame. So there's definitely upside to his game as well.
Oh, there clearly is, in a very productive offensive scheme, just as an absurd. If he played with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, where he was the home run threat with the better matchup, I think he could do something with an accurate quarterback. But I don't see him leading an offense and being the main guy, my friend.
John, tell me about his production in college and how it translates for you.
The model likes him. I mean, you look, 140 career receptions is nice. And remember, he played at Louisville. Mikael Cunningham, I liked him as a college fantasy quarterback. He's not a great thrower of the football, but those catches, a lot of them were manufactured. 2,303 yards receiving, very impressive. The most impressive stat is 16.6 yards per reception. So what you will notice if you watch the film, when he gets the ball on these short routes, he does get a lot of yak yards with them. And he did score 21 touchdowns. Now, I go back to the 2019 season, 65% catch rate and a 42% team aerial dominator. Matt, I believe his ceiling is capped. I don't think he could be the alpha male in an offense. I think he's a very nice part who could serve an incredibly important role. He could attack the secondary deep vertically from the slot. You can clearly put him in motion. But I think he's a young man. If you just line him up one-on-one where he can get press coverage against athletes who are just as good, if not superior, I think he's going to have a hard time getting off the line of scrimmage. I think he needs to be put in motion. He needs to be you need to be creative with him and get him into space. Draft capital, I hate to mention it again. I think he's going to go in the second round. I have a third round grade. If he goes in the first, I'm going to be shocked. But that's what some of the national analysts are telling us. I'm probably going to bypass Tutu Atwell in my fantasy drafts because I don't see the ceiling of, you know, a 1,300-yard campaign.
All right, there you have it, Tutu Atwell, the wide receiver out of Louisville. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Draft Seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a thumbs up if you are watching. Make sure to subscribe if you are listening. And as always,